We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we leave, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, Ian, today, with a lot of drama in the tea today, kind of. Okay, so Robert De Niro and his wife of 20 years are going through divorce for some time. Mm. So Ms. De Niro, she's coming for that corn. Okay, so her lawyer says that Robbie D is worth over $500 million. So now this is their second divorce. They were married twice.
Oh, God.
So under the terms of the prenup they signed the second time they got married in 2004, she's entitled to a $6 million apartment, $500,000 cash, $1 million each year, and half of the value of their marital residence.
Wait. He was married to her before.
Yeah, this is the second time they were married.
To each other.
To each other.
So he got away from her crazy ass one time before.
went back.
Did it again.
Had another baby and everything.
Turn it all over.
Okay.
But then foolish.
So that seemed like a lot, right? That seemed like enough, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not enough.
But listen,
I can't take a side.
Ms. De Niro agrees that it's not enough. She says she's entitled to more. She said that his lawyer has said that he's made $300 million since 2004 through 35 businesses and 38 movies. And they also feel that she enhances his well-being and his career, so she deserves 50%.
Listen, I don't know about the last part, but
she wants half. This is the problem. I've come a long way with this whole stance of people taking money after you're married. Like, I understand you build a life together, like you separate, you want to separate that, whatever. As long as neither she didn't cheat, then okay, fine. Because if y'all giving it to Bum Doing, y'all giving it to Kevin Hunter Williams thinks that he deserves, then I'm not even gonna argue with this one right now. I need more details, but 50%, my God. Whatever. I just can't imagine. I just need to be rich so I can understand. Because that money just seems crazy. Anyway, Cuba Gooding Jr. A woman accused him of groping her in a New York club last night.
Uh-oh.
Last night! That's 24 hours ago! He was out here groping! So anyway, she says that they were at the Magic Hour rooftop bar and lounge, which obviously, that sounds sexual to me. The Magic Hour, like the Magic Hour, magic sticks and things going around. So anyway, she claims he groped her breast. Alright, so she said that he was highly intoxicated at the time and they got into an argument after that happened and security broke it up. She filed a police report with the NYPD for forcible touching. I don't see anything about her seeking monetary damages yet, but this just happened less than 24 hours ago, so we're gonna see how this goes, but I'm sure she's gonna come for a check. I will walk around with my breast out if I can get a check. What you talking about? It's not funny though. This segment, it's not funny. So you know the thing is, Cuba Gooding, I can honestly see him doing it. That's no shade to him and his personality, but have you ever seen him when he gets lit? He like rages when he gets lit. Have you ever seen him? Mm-mm. There was a video going around. He was like, suck that baby something crazy. He was drunk, okay?
Like, I'm gonna see if I can find footage.
Yeah, I'm gonna find you the footage because I've seen it and it was like, everybody was like, whoa, like, Cuba, you wildin'. He be raging.
Terrible.
Sweating in the club. All right, so real quick. David Ortiz, Big Poppy from the Boston Red Sox, he was shot during an attempted robbery while he was in his home of DR. So he was partying in not in his house, but I mean his homeland, like his home country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was partying in Santo Domingo last night with a young guy pulls up on a motorcycle and shot him in the back at point blank range. So obviously he's from DR, like he's like a king down there, so they was not playing. They caught the dude, beat him to filth, okay? The man got a cranium contusion, among other things. Alright. So he was treated, now he's released to police custody. So David Ortiz was in surgery for 6 hours. They had to remove part of his intestines and colon in his gallbladder. He also suffered liver damage, but they say he's in stable condition. He's in the ICU. They say he should recover. It's just sad. He was just home. Like, he just wanted to go home, be among his people, and his people that person completely disrespected him.
He was actually born in that town.
Right. In Santo Domingo, right? That's what I'm saying. Yep. He was home. Like, he couldn't do that. So, all right, this is going to be a bad transition, but speaking of Dominican body parts. Ladies, I got something for you, honey. Okay, so Dave East. Now, you already know he's fine. I think he's fine. But, so there's been some peen circulations going around. I have the footages. Hit me on Instagram right now at It's Brittany J. If you would like to take a peek, I'm pretty sure they've been taken off the internet by now, but I made sure I screenshotted it because the internet don't play. You got to make sure you got the receipts, okay, honey? Hit me on Instagram. All I'm going to say is you might want to look at it, okay? Hit me up. And that's it for the tea.
Alright.
Join us on Facebook Live right now.
Big man, I guess that's a good way to get followers.
Exactly.
Terrible.
Follow me at DJ Rex the Beast.
He don't got the pee pics though. He don't got them.
You damn right don't got them.
Right.
I don't want the followers.
Follow right now. They want to follow me right now. Leave me up. All right, that's it.
All right, we done. It's Hot 93.7.